The Silver State Health Exchange, the online site where people needing health insurance can buy it, has had major difficulties enrolling people and ensuring that they are properly enrolled. Things got so bad that the state fired Xerox and decided that it would switch the state exchange over to the federal website, healthcare.gov. But that's only leading to more paperwork. Joining us now to explain what's happening is Kyle Roerink. He reports on politics for the Las Vegas Sun. Kyle, welcome to KNPR.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. There are some 37,000 people now getting insurance through the exchange, and they have to do their enrollment all over again. Why?
Well, it's a long process, as we all know, but because of the problems that the state had with Xerox and the infrastructure that they built for the Silver State Exchange's online healthcare enrollment portal, known as Nevada HealthLink, people suspect that a lot more people tried signing up for insurance, but there were problems in that software, so the state had to fire Xerox, and in doing so, it said for the next year, the state will plug into the federal government's infrastructure, known as healthcare.gov. And what the federal government told Nevada was that if you're going to plug in to our system for the next year, we don't want any data from Xerox. We want clean data, and therefore, to get clean data, everyone will have to re-enroll.
So what happens if they don't re-enroll? I mean, will their insurance just be canceled?
You know, this is where I've had insurance brokers, you know, talking to me about the law, saying there's supposed to be a continuation of care under the Affordable Care Act. You can't just have policies end. But I think this is an extenuating circumstance, and therefore, if they don't re-enroll, their policies may expire. So these are still some questions that are being figured out.
Okay, so the federal exchange has taken over the Silver State Exchange earlier than they expected to. Wasn't Xerox supposed to see through the rest of the year? Weren't they supposed to run the state exchange until the end of 2014?
Yes, well, Xerox is still working with the state. There's billing issues, there's software issues that need to be resolved. They still have a lot of the data that the state needs to continue running the exchange. So Xerox is very much going to be a partner with the state until, from what I've heard, April of next year. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But for signing up on the next open enrollment period, Nevada needed a system that works, and that's why they were forced to reach out to the federal government. And what Nevada will also be doing in this time period is the state will be looking for a contractor to replace Xerox, to rebuild Xerox's system. So after the upcoming open enrollment, what's called the 2015 open enrollment, for the 2016 enrollment, they'll be able to go back to a state-run infrastructure, no more partnership with the federal government. So the state is looking to find a Xerox replacement, rebuild the system, so for the 2016 open enrollment, the state can be on its feet again. And what this means is that next year, everyone's going to have to re-enroll again, so mark that on your calendars as well. There's going to be two bouts of re-enrolling.
So let's get this right. There's 37,000 people who need to re-enroll pretty soon, right away, and they'll have to do the whole thing again in 2015. Is there any guarantee the process will be working properly when they do that?
Well, this is why it is imperative that the state hire someone that it can trust to get this off the ground. And having been reporting on this, I've learned more and more that these giant tech contracts that governments hire private businesses to do, they often roll out with problems, and it takes really ace problem shooters to fix them while these systems are supposed to be working. So the state's really going to have to pick someone with that has its act together and that can get this off the ground if it doesn't want to repeat what has gone on in the past year.
Let's talk about the consumers at the other end. Have you heard from people who are having problems with the exchange right now who can't get the insurance coverage they want?
There are still people out there having problems, people who claim that they've paid insurance premiums and haven't received coverage, or people who paid for premiums and didn't get coverage until months later. I don't know if you've heard about the class action lawsuit against Xerox and the state, and there's more than 150, I think around maybe 200 people in the class who are saying that they were wronged by the system and they want to be compensated for those wrongs. So, yeah, there are certainly people out there who have experienced problems and are still experiencing problems.
And in the last minute or so, we've got in the state has already announced the insurance rates for insurance next year. What do those rates look like? Are they going to be increased pretty much from what they are now, or is it pretty flat?
Well, we're going to see across the board throughout the state, whether you're on the exchange or off the exchange, there's a average 5% jump across the board. So nationally, looking at the numbers, that's pretty good. That's healthy. What I've been told is that the cost of health care is rising faster than the cost of insurance, and I think that's a good thing for consumers paying insurance.
But it's still a 5% increase. So
there's a 5% increase, and that's about average from what I've been told. But people are going to have to pay more. And what I was told was that rates were increasing at a higher rate before the Affordable Care Act, this latest part of it, has gone into effect. But I've also been told that that's kind of like comparing apples to oranges, because there's a lot of new laws in place that weren't in place beforehand. So,
well, I'm sure we'll be making more of those comparisons further down the track.
Down the road is when we'll really be able to see the effectiveness of the Affordable Care Act on the pocketbooks of Americans.
Kyle Roerink is politics reporter at the Las Vegas Sun, and he's been reporting recently about the Silver State Exchange, the online health insurance marketplace for Nevadans who need to buy their own health insurance. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thank you very much. Take care.